1 week from today, the Phoenix City Council will decide whether to formally adopt the budget proposal put forward by City Manager Ed Zuercher. The funding measure includes $1.3 million for police assistants who would be civilians. This comes at a time when the city is still staffing several hundred fewer sworn police officers than it would like to have, and a situation that some have called a crisis. District 7 Councilman Michael Nowakowski joins us to talk about police assistance. Councilman, you're a supporter of police assistance. Why is that?
You know, police officers are tied up with so many calls, and especially when it comes to little fender benders. So you have a police officer there for 2 to 3 hours just dealing with a little fender bender, where we can have a police assistant that can go out there and release police officers to do some major calls like robberies and home theft and stuff like that.
So based on what we've seen of the proposal in the budget by the city manager, this would be a little over $1 million to hire them. Do you know at this point how many that would be?
Yeah, we're looking at about 16 police assistants. That's 2 for each precinct. It's really a trial period that we're using this, and we're going to have 2 for each precinct and see how that works out.
And what sort of training are they supposed to go through?
You know, they're going to go sort of like the same type of training that a police officer, but it's a little bit less than a police officer. So the training should happen a lot quicker, within a couple months, and we'll start hiring by the end of July, and hopefully by October, November, we'll have these assistants out at each of the precincts.
Is there any concern that if a civilian, and I'm not talking about an average civilian, but let's say someone who may be slightly more hostile, might react differently in a situation to a police assistant, maybe wouldn't give that person as much respect?
Well, you know, these are going to be low priority calls. For example, I was on a drive along this weekend, and there was a fender bender that we pulled over, and we were tied up there for a little over an hour, just taking down records and information, sharing each other's insurance information, license information, stuff like that, where I believe an assistant could have been there and just basically worked it all out. A lot of these things you can actually do online, but the lady was saying that my husband said, call a police officer. The other gentleman that actually hit her exchanged the information and left. So there's things that we have online to make things simpler, but some other people would rather have a human being, a live person there documenting everything and getting some type of form of document saying, I've been contacted by an official and I'm going to submit this to my insurance.
Are we going to see more need for this sort of thing, if only because there are just more people out there?
Oh, absolutely. We're the 5th largest city in the country. But when you say that, my district is as large as San Francisco or Los Angeles alone, you know, just the property, just 500 square miles that we cover. So that takes even more officers just to cover the terrain that we have. The other thing, too, is that we're having park rangers, which are 22 new park rangers out there. That's going to actually help out with some of the calls, too, because police officers get tied up with calls to parks saying, well, hey, I have this field reserved. Well, no, this is a public park. You can't reserve fields. So then you go into those little fights within the community where a park ranger can handle that. So we're trying to free up as much time with police officers, with park rangers, with these 16 police assistants. And it's just a way to help the police out.
Is there room in the budget to fill in the gaps on the shortage of police officers? I know that's the goal going forward, but could that $1 million have been used for police officers, or do you think it's more wisely spent to just be a supplement and make sure there's extra funding for the police officers too?
Well, I think we can hire twice as many police assistants than police officers. You know, that $1.3 million is hiring 16 police officers. With that, we would be only able to hire about 7 or 8. So I think that we're stretching out the dollars.
Does public safety have to be at this point in the city the top priority for the budget in your mind?
Public safety is always the top priority, and I believe among my colleagues, we all agree that public safety is number one. The city's growing. We're attracting people from all different walks of life, all parts of the country, and security is one of the biggest things that people love about our city, is that all the amenities, going out to the parks, going out, walking the streets, that people want to feel safe. They want to live in safe neighborhoods, so public safety is number one.
Michael Nowakowski is Phoenix's District 7 councilman and the chair of the council's Public Safety and Veterans Subcommittee.